In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The world is full of signs of contradiction, many of which are difficult to reconcile. And as we experience them in the life of the Church, we realize that what are signs of contradictions in the eyes of men can be reconciled in the mystery of Christ. Such is the case today as we celebrate the Holy Innocents. In truth, the octave of Christmas is rich in its intensity, forcing us to maintain our Christmas joy and yet at the same time face the reality of sacrifice and suffering. Contradictions for men who see only through the eyes of men, but those who have Marian eyes can truly understand the perfect juxtaposition of the life of the Holy Innocents and the mystery of the Incarnation. In truth, the Holy Innocents suffer the cruelest of fates, martyrs without choice, victims at the hands of a vain and jealous king, victims of human power mounted against the truth of God, now realized in Christ in flesh. Victims of ignorance and doubt that then breed despair, which leads to violence and death. For the unbeliever, this is too much to contemplate, most especially in the midst of Christmas joy, a Christmas joy that is oftentimes heavy laden by nostalgia and the rewriting of history, instead of a true embrace of authentic Christmas joy. But why? Why would the Church do this to us? Why would the Church set this before us for our contemplation? It's precisely so that we can remember that this great mystery that is the Incarnation, which we celebrate, leads us to the cross. The Christ child grows to be the God-man, who willingly mounts the cross at Calvary for our salvation. This is the fullness of the Paschal mystery and cannot be parsed out as to those pieces that we like, those that are easy to accept, and jettisoning those realities that cause us difficulty and pain. In truth, it is a great joy to welcome the Christ child, to lift up voices in joy along with the angels, celebrating that God is in our midst. But if we willingly embrace this joy, we must likewise willingly embrace the cross. For it was precisely to save mankind, and now reveal to us the manner in which mankind's salvation is to be given to him, that to accept the full Paschal mystery requires every single aspect. In truth, for the believer, our joy is deepened by sacrifice, by the mystery of the cross, by the life of Saint Stephen, the first martyr celebrated immediately after Christmas. Our sacrifices give glory to God. Our sacrifices cooperate in the forgiveness of sins and cooperate in the salvific work of Christ that continues. It is a sadness to point out that the world in which we live today has not much changed from the world in which our Lord was born and Herod destroyed innocent life. Ignorance, doubt, despair, violence, all of these still exist, and oftentimes it is innocent lives that are sacrificed because of jealousy, vanity, and the desire for power, for power's sake. Our response, our recognition of this, is either to imitate the world in which we live, striving for power for its own sake, allowing doubt, despair to lead to anger and violence and death. We can submit to the fear that comes from living this way, a fear that not only paralyzes, but also imperils. We can also allow ourselves to be plagued by vanity and jealousy and tempted to other sins, which only beget more sin, which only bind us, hold us more completely captive of the world in which we find ourselves. Or we can willingly suffer, joyfully sacrifice, embrace and choose martyrdom, and do all of this for the glory of God, realizing that our suffering, our sacrifices, our martyrdoms in the flesh, in the spirit, not only give glory to God, but continue his salvific work and share in the victory that he himself has gained upon the cross that we contemplate. That is the option that is set before us. That is the choice that is given to us. In truth, when we speak about choice, we must always be mindful that really the choice is not to do what we want, but to do as we ought. This particular instance requires of us, we ought to be men and women of a true and abiding faith and a lasting joy that is able to embrace the Christ child with the same degree of tenderness that we find him in the arms of his mother, and at the same time embrace the cross and throw our arms around it with that same degree of tenderness, that same degree of strength, also made manifest by Our Lady, certainly present at the Incarnation as she is the vessel of the Word made flesh, but also at the foot of the cross, where her motherhood continues to grow as she becomes mother to the whole church born at the side of our Lord upon the cross. These can remain for us, brothers and sisters, theological constructs, beautiful words expressed, either heard in preaching and teaching or read in sacred scripture, meditated on and written about by holy men and women who've gone before us. And all of those things are true and part of the great treasure trove that is the life of Holy Mother Church as she teaches, admonishes, and instructs us. But all of that, the teaching, the admonitions, the instructions, are meant to then lead to lives that reflect this in every single moment. Which means in this Christmas joy, we may find ourselves having to confront sacrifices and crosses. Maybe this is a Christmas where a loved one is no longer with us for the first time. Or as the Christmas season often does, even those that we love who have been absent for a while, their absence is felt more keenly and intently. We might then be tempted to give in to the darkness that comes from that sadness, to allow it to overshadow the great joy that is the Christmas season. Conversely, we might put on rose-colored glasses, claiming only to live in Christmas joy and deny the real pain that comes from losing our loved ones or suffering in body or standing by when we watch the world itself and our loved ones suffer in spirit. But the true path that rests before us is that path that says yes to both Christmas joy and the cross. That doesn't say one or the other, but with great confidence grasps hold of both of them and recognize that the tension that the world creates by holding them together, God allows to be a peaceful and gentleness in our lives. As we then continue to contemplate the fullness of the mystery of the Incarnation, let us strengthen our resolve to accept martyrdom in spirit, martyrdom in body, and let us find the power to allow the words of God and to allow the words of the psalmist to truly transform us. Our souls, Psalm 123 says to us, have been delivered as a sparrow out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we are delivered. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.